Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
So if I have this right, there is a face that white people are making that is confusing black people. Do I have this right, Amber?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like a lot of our people of color listeners, I can't speak for people who aren't black, but I know my black behind has noticed, and it's been something that I've noticed since I was like a teenager. So if you come across what you would assume is a non-threatening white person.
A non-threatening white person.
Yeah,
and this is not an oxymoron?
No. Like, you guys are non-threatening, so I like that.
Amber said that to me for the first time at our Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been so flattered. She's like, Abby, you're such a non-threatening white person. And I'm like, thank you.
That's how
in
you
my defense,
mean?
I was a little lit. I was a little lit, you know.
Okay.
I am so curious. When you encounter a white person who you do not know, what distinguishes them from threatening and non-threatening?
Well, I was joking, but one of the main things is that they actually notice that you're breathing near them. They actually pay attention to your existence. That's
cool.
A first.
What?
And it's not a negative thing.
Because
there have been moments where I've been around some threatening white people, and they tend to clutch their purse harder, lock their door, pretend like they don't see me, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Like subtle stuff that a lot of black people have had to deal with. So there is a face that some of them make when you greet them. You say, hey, they make, actually, before I even do it, Mo, do you know the face?
The like, confused, disgusted face?
That's exactly how I would describe it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Hey, Katie, I don't know if you're on mic, but do you know the face? What were you going to say?
Of course I know the face. Remember, I showed you the face.
Exactly. We had to get it on air, though.
Oh, okay. Yes, absolutely.
So here's the face. It will wave, and usually we get this. It's this. It's like a...
The pursed lips.
It's like
like a Mona Lisa smile.
Like a tight lip, tight wave.
Yeah.
This tight just, situation.
It's so weird because I don't get that type of from anyone else.
Is that after you say hi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just a greeting of some sort.
I will. So I might be guilty of making this face, but I do it to white people as well. When I walk down the street, I'll be like, I'll do this. It's like a closed lip smile and a brief nod like this.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't always get the nod. Sometimes I just get the...
But
yeah.
What it is for me is it's my way of being like, hey, I see you. You owe me nothing. We don't need to engage in conversation. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to, I've now opened the door. I'm acknowledging you as an equal and as a human being. I see you, but... We're going to go about our lives. It's very complicated in my head, but it's supposed to be like, and I do it to like literally every race. It's a, hello, I am seeing you, but we don't need to talk.
It's like when you make eye contact, for some reason, you need to somehow like give a smile, like an improving. Like, we know we're not going to talk. It is hard to explain.
Yeah.
We know we're not going to talk, but it's kind of like a, hey.
It's your way of not being a D word. Like, I'm acknowledging you and seeing you, but I'm not in a position to have a conversation right now, but I don't want to blow you off and ghost you.
Right, and I don't expect you to have a conversation. We don't need to be besties, but I want you to know that I respect you as another human being, so I acknowledge your presence.
Yeah, that's usually the face I make in the hallway when I'm, like, going to go get coffee or something, and then someone says hey to me. It's like, hey, acknowledging you, but I really don't want to talk right now, so... Please ignore me.
You do make that thing.
I do make that thing.
I gotta tell you, I got the nice translation there. So that's not on Google Translation. I ain't know what the hell.
For me, it's like at the gym also, like when you're passing somebody and you lock eyes for just a second, there's like this acknowledgement. It's almost like that. It's just an acknowledgement.
It's a form of respect in a way.
Yeah.
Like almost like I respect your presence here and I'm not blowing you off.
Black people do not make this face to other black people.
No. If we do anything is... We do that.
Yeah, that's what I do. I remember a comedian. I don't remember who it was, but they distinguished the difference in being black and acknowledging another black person than a white person, and it's usually opposite. Like, because typically, like, two black people, you go head up with a smile. Like,
yeah,
what up?
Yeah.
And then if you see a white person, you go head nod with a serious face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's true. Yeah. It's like, I don't know why it's like that, but that's that's the thing.
Yeah.
All right, while we're on racial issues here, I might throw this one on over to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, there is a high school sports star.
I'm so glad we're getting to this.
He is going to be attending, I think, West Virginia. I'm going to spell his name for you guys.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And every white sports anchor is just as nervous because this kid is going to be on a national stage playing for West Virginia, and he's really good. All right?
It's a real name, right?
It's
correct.
It's a real name. He's an internet sensation right now. He is a junior at Lawrenceburg High in Indiana. He's being recruited by a whole bunch of different schools. I think he made the commitment to West Virginia, but he's like won MVP honors in basketball and football. He's a great football player also. So he's going to, at some point or another, be on national TV, right?
Is he balling or shooting baskets?
He plays football and basketball, but specifically, I think that he's a better football player, so he's going to be on the main stage.
Okay.
And white commentators are really nervous about this because his first name is Noah, and his last name is spelled, legit last name, K-N-I-G-G-A.
Bro, I'm not touching that, and I can. I'm still not touching that.
I mean, when you see it, obviously, it looks like it's pronunciated exactly how it's spelled. So black people ran with it.
I mean,
we had
an
absolute field day with it.
100%.
But Robert Griffin, former football player, actually interviewed the family, and it kind of took some of the sale out of it because it's actually pronounced Kanega.
Oh, the K ain't silent?
No.
No. Well, no, it's not, but it's not the other way.
Yeah.
It's Kanega.
Yeah.
But when you see it, you don't know that. So... Especially as a white. Right, Kanega.
Kanega.
That's how you pronounce it.
It would have been way more fun
I'm
to
still
have
not saying
Pat McAfee
way more
do
fun.
The interview than Robert Griffin III.
Because before the family did this interview, no one knew. So if you just see it, especially like sports commentators are not going to know that when they see his name on the paper.
No, sports commentators, I have a friend who is one, and they do their homework beforehand, and they have all the proper pronunciations for the names.
But,
so prior to any game, they would know it's Kanega.
I am willing to bet any amount of money at least one of them is going to mess that up.
Can I tell you what happens?
I'm telling you.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen right now. As a white dude, you know how to pronounce the name, and you probably practice it in the mirror 55 times before you get on TV.
Kanega.
But then when you're in the game, you start panicking when you know that word is coming up, and then you confuse yourself in the head, and somebody is going to accidentally say it the wrong way.
It's going to happen. I 100% believe it's going to happen.
So here's the interview that
they're going to be like, and so Noah's got the ball.
Yeah, what's their family crest look like?
They should just put Noah on the back of his jersey.
They should.
It should just be Noah.
Just Noah.
What is the country of origin for that? Like, where does that hail from?
Is
that
he's
like
a white dude.
I don't know.
Could be South African, who knows?
No, it's like a white dude.
Yeah, I think they're just like American. I don't think it's anything to the fact that his first name is Noah makes it even funnier.
This is Robert.
Like, do you know a Kanega?
This is Robert.
Yo, me too. I know one too.
Man, you can't make this up, man.
As a white guy, can you say to the dude, my, and then his
last
legitimate
name?
Last
my
name?
Kanega.
I'm going to be saying that from now on.
I don't see why not. I mean, it's not the word.
So this is a family talking to Robert Griffin III about it.
How do you pronunciate the last name?
Oh, so this is how you pronunciate it. It's Noah Kanega. You say Kanega like that.
See, that's the key. It's Kanega.
There you go.
Now we're vibing. Now we're vibing a little bit.
All right. Where is the Kanega from?
I don't make no sense.
You, the Kanega family name.
You better be careful.
I'm trying so hard.
You probably should email me this one.
Yeah, I'm sitting right next to you.
The Kanega family name was found in the USA between 1880 and 1920. The most Kanega families were found.
That's a bad time. That is a bad time.
It was found in the USA in 1920. Oh, in 1880, there was one Kanega living in Indiana. And Kanega is from England.
So the Kanegas started multiplying.
Yes.
And before you know it, there were a whole bunch of Kanegas.
Yes. I can't wait to see this Facebook comments.
Man, I'm uncomfortable.
Is that what you're saying? Who is going to be the first sports commentator to mess this up, man?
I can't wait.
Oh, man.
I've never wanted somebody to go pro more with this guy.
You're on The Burt Show.